What is up, everybody? This is the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Rock Spotlight's mission is to connect others through an educational podcast. Each episode will highlight someone from Rochester, New York, in the health and wellness space who is thinking outside of the box, providing exceptional products and or services, and is elevating our community. Make sure to stay tuned after the podcast for more information on my practice, on my approach to healing, and a little bit more about myself. Thanks for listening, guys. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to the Rock Spotlight Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Matt Driscoll, and today we'll be talking with a personal trainer and local gym owner about being disciplined and consistent in our fitness. Discipline and consistency are so important when trying to achieve any goal, especially when it comes to our health and wellness. Grab that pen and paper and turn up the volume as we're going to discuss actionable ways to improve your discipline when it comes to training. So with that, let's introduce Lyndon. What's up, Lyndon?
How's it going, man? Happy to be here today.
It's going great, man. It's a beautiful day out there. Let's talk fitness and discipline.
All right, let's do it.
So tell us your story. So what or who inspired you to get into the health field?
My own health. I didn't even get into fitness seriously, like consistently, probably until right at 30, and I'm 37. So it hasn't, I didn't grow up in it or anything like that. I just saw the need for it in my own personal life. And that's what inspired me to help others.
Love it, man. So tell us a little bit about your business. So your business is called Getting It Daily.
Correct. Yeah, so Getting It Daily is located at 746 B Monroe Avenue right here in Rochester, New York. We actually opened up, we haven't even had our grand opening yet. That's how new we are to the area. So yeah, we're looking forward to helping as many people as we can.
So you just started then. You haven't even had your grand opening. You're brand new.
No. Yep, the space is brand new. That's the cool part. We've been in business. Like I worked in other spaces, you know, I, the path wasn't traditional, right? Most trainers like work at like a big gym and then they go to other spaces and then they like, you know, they kind of trickle into a smaller space or then get their own, mind. Well, I was actually, fun, like taking it always. I've always done unconventional, right? I was a high school dropout with a GED who became a mechanical engineer. And then I went from mechanical engineering to personal training. So it's been like a very interesting jump. Yeah.
What a path, man. Ups and downs.
Yes.
You just got to land on your feet.
Yeah. At least I try every time.
And keep throwing punches.
Listen, best way to keep going.
So what inspired you to start Getting It Daily?
So Getting It Daily and of itself. So it actually ties directly to the story, right? Mm-hmm. I would say that when I started, you know, I was working, doing demolition work and stuff like that. So a lot of physical labor. And during that time frame, I remember getting hurt. So I've actually shattered my wrist. I got a nice, I don't know if you can see
a
nice little bruise from this. So I got a rod and about 7 screws running through my forearm here. So when it broke, I had to deal with, you know, recovery, right? And I'm actually, they consider me a walking miracle. I'm not supposed to have feeling in my hand. I'm not supposed to be able to move my fingers, et cetera, et cetera. So I just remember really not wanting to give up on myself, right, during that time frame. So much so that I was like, listen, every time I went to PT, I was doing as much as I could, moving as much as I could, so much so they had to send me to a sports rehab clinic right there in Midtown. I was going to another office and they just honestly couldn't help. They literally admitted that they couldn't help me. So when I went to Midtown, they got me right. And then from that, I just fell in love with the process of training and building up, like, you know, I'd been out again, getting out of the military. I had trained to get in good shape there. And it was like, well, what can I do to make this even, you know, to make this something I really want to do? So that led into bodybuilding. And then I did bodybuilding for, I would say, about a good 2 years. And then after the bodybuilding period, man, like I just saw the sickness behind bodybuilding. And it just led me to lead. Like I loved the fitness part. I loved the connections. I loved the community. But I also saw the need for something different, right? Something where people really got a chance to fall in love with the process processes of fitness and change their relationship with food. Because, man, that is a dangerous one for a lot of people. So that's really what started this whole thing.
Well, thank you for your service, man. First of all, with the military, we appreciate it. And personal experience. I mean, that really helps to shape a lot of people into what they do. I remember in chiropractic college, we would go around the room. We first started, and I would say more than half had a bad back and had an experience with another chiropractor or some sort of injury, you know? So that really changed the course of your life, that injury and that rehab.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah, man. Meeting guys like you and hearing that is amazing to me, just because at the time, you feel like, you know, you feel like you're not being listened to. There's all these little pieces. So it almost inspires you to be that person that fixes and helps someone else. Absolutely.
So what services do you offer at Get In It Daily?
Sure. We offer personal training, small group training, and we even have some classes for new people coming in the door. I have a lot of we have a lab class for ladies, which is legs, abs, and butt. We have a aerobic step class. We call it Step with GID. And we have it. We have certified extreme hip hop instructors in house for ladies who want to try stuff like that. That's what we do. That's kind of what we do over there.
Love it. So the big question here, how do we find discipline and consistency in our training?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am obviously, being a military guy, I'm a big believer in habits and walking them out on a regular basis. I'm a big believer in the process of small changes, big steps, right? Or big progress, if you will. Mm-hmm. So I believe by building up the small wins, we can get to the great victories. Any person, instead of trying to start at, you know, don't think of, as an example, you know, if you really want to lose weight, your problem probably isn't your food. It's your habits behind your eating. It's your not waking up with enough time to get yourself prepared, which would lead into how you prepare your food or how you start your day. It could be the lack of sleep you're getting, which could have a lot to do with how much time you spend on your phone and your screen in your face before you go to bed. So by creating those smaller habits, right? Like, hey, put the phone down a couple minutes earlier, or lay out your clothes the night before, and maybe make meal prep actually fun for you, like stuff like that. We sit down and really go over that stuff with clients, because those small steps lead to the big victories.
I saw, I think later on we're going to talk about this, but Atomic Habits. Have you read that book?
Yeah, I'm killing that book. I'm eating it. It's such a good book.
I've never read it. So what are your top three takeaways so far?
So I would say I'll give you top two, and then the third one is like I think this is gonna be it, but I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, fair enough.
So the first one is that our habits literally shape everything we do, right? Whether you want to admit it or not, your habits make you who you are. Mm-hmm. Even more important was the fact that every winner, like you always hear that phrase, the phrase I always hear when people talk about consistency, they always say, oh, they went viral in that moment. And then you go like I'm a research guy, right? So mm-hmm. I would go and look at people's marketing and things. I'm like, this guy's been doing it for 5 years, mm-hmm. right? So the big takeaway was being prepared for the moment your habits give you your viral moment, if you will. Mm. So those are my two big takeaways from the book so far. And the third one, which is the one actually ties into reading Will as well, mm-hmm. because I'm starting something with men and building this group where men can do this thing where we call being in brave space. It's one of those amazing moments where you realize community carries you. Mm-hmm. And the Atomic Habits, again, when it goes to how habits work, I feel like that's about to tie really hard. So if I get the third one and we do this again, I promise you, I'm going to tell you.
Fair enough, man. So that's a good segue into my next question. You seem like you deeply care about others in your community. Mm-hmm. I got that feel from your website when I checked it out. So just to give you some feedback.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
What community events does GID participate in or have lined up this year?
Sure. So COVID obviously sidelined a lot of stuff for a lot of people, right? So we've done, we used to be involved in so many community things. This year we took a step back because of the opening of the facility. So we're just doing our staple things. We partner mm-hmm. with Hike Yoga on their outside events. We usually work with where we learn to do yoga, because me and my wife are both certified yoga instructors as well. We partner with Yoga for Good Hood for some of their events around the city. So those are the two things we're focusing on. We're hoping, we work with, I don't know if you know Hinge Neighbor Network,
by
Sean
no.
Dunwoody.
No.
Okay, so you know who Sean Dunwoody is, yes?
I don't know.
Okay, so the murals in the city of Rochester.
I know those. Yeah.
Artwork. So Sean is the guy who usually makes them all.
Really?
So, last year we decided to do what we call mindfulness in the park, right? So what we would do is we would go to the parks where Sean had done work, and we would highlight the beauty of those areas. So we hope to do that again this year, really bringing not just awareness, because there's like these stigmas around spaces, places, and the equity of those spaces, right? Or how it makes people feel. So we really want to make sure that we show people beauty exists everywhere, not just where you've been, but where you could go as well. So hopefully we do that this year.
I like how you're almost simplifying. You know, you just started your business. You're not trying to do too much, but you're just trying to really dial in what you're good at and what you're going to be really good at with the community. You just got to get the word out there.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Like I'm unique, man. I did the bodybuilding thing, but it led me to kettlebells and calisthenics. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you check me out on IG, because everybody always they're like, what do you do? So then they'll see me. I'm like flipping kettlebells and stuff like that. So it's one of those things where people are like, well, that's crazy. And that scares me a little bit, but I'm very, very interested. So
I want to know more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We're dialing in the message because we really want to help people bridge the gap between fitness and wellness, mm-hmm. right? Hence the whole reason I'm a yoga instructor and a kettlebell mm-hmm. instructor, to really make it a journey for people that they can really love again.
Well, shout out to Nicole from Hike Yoga. I mean, she connected us and she's super doing some great stuff. She's doing some awesome stuff with Hike Yoga.
Absolutely. Yes. I'm excited to be part of it. She might have me hosting at this this year at the festival. So look forward to that.
Oh, in Letchworth, the big one. Oh, yeah. So many people. That'll be a good one for you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So you're pretty routinized, being a former military guy. What does your nutrition look like?
So I am mainly vegan, but I am definitely an omnivore by nature. So there's a whole story there. I was vegan for 4 years. So, we're on a podcast. We got time. I'm acting like I can't talk about it.
No, man. Talk it up.
Yeah. So my daughter, a couple years ago, my daughter, we were going to see a neurologist because she had extreme migraines, like so bad she couldn't get out of the bed. So I had been, you know, I'm all about the disciplines, right? Because I'm sure you've heard of the book. If you haven't read it, the book, that's How Not to Die.
I have. I've read that. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. So during the time that we were trying to figure out what was going on with my daughter's headaches, I was reading that book. Right. And what I realized is that most of, you know, by reading and consuming stuff, because that's how we learn, is that our diets are just jacked up as Americans. Right. So he's talking about whole grains, the power of a vegan diet. Mm-hmm. He's talking about fruits and vegetables and how they're the answer to so many different things. So I went vegan while I was squatting every day. And when I was squatting every day, I lost 30 pounds, but all my lifts went up by almost 100 on each. So, I had to ask my wife. I was like, all right, so it worked for me. Now that I've done the case study, I said, what can we lose? We went to the doctor's office and what they did was, I'm sure they didn't mean any harm, but they were like, we'll give you a pill that's like meant for an adult and you just have to cut it yourself in order to help your daughter's headaches. That just didn't sound right or feel right to me.
Yeah. So, yeah. Good for you, man.
Took
in your own hands. Food is medicine. Exactly. Did that cure her headaches? Changing her diet?
Yeah. When we went vegan, her headaches disappeared within the first week.
What do you think it was? Do you think it was the processed junk, just cutting that out from the standard American diet? Or was it gluten? Was it dairy? Was it?
I think it was, you know what I really think it is? I think it was the processed foods. I think it was heavy, a lot of kids, because, you know, when we grew up, we had consumed a lot of sugar, processed foods. So I think our daughter just kind of felt suit. Like my wife inadvertently was putting things in that we enjoyed as kids, which mm-hmm. also would have caused similar problems for us. They just had a worse reaction than our daughter. So I want to say that once we removed that stuff, like there's still, look, we still got some of that stuff in the house right now, right? We didn't just get rid of it, but we made sure that our daughter consumed a healthier dietary in general. We made it a staple in our home. And I kid you not, we went back the next week, she was keeping a journal, and literally the week after, gone, nothing, and hasn't had anything since. She was about 12 at the time, and she's 16 now, and that's, and nothing. She's all better.
Dude, good job, man. Parent to parent, like you're building a foundation for her. You changed her life.
Yeah. Like we would want so many to do for us, right? We paved the way for our kids. So yeah. Absolutely. I appreciate the recognition.
Amen, man. Amen. So what are you currently reading and researching?
So ironically, we talked about it a little bit. Atomic Habits. Atomic Habits is my jam right now. Man, that book was
crazy. You seem like you read like three books at once, though. Are you one of those guys, or no? Are you just one and done?
Nah, I'm a one and done kind of guy.
Okay, so me too.
What's going on is if Craig Lieberson is a movement guy, and
he's a chiropractor. He's a chiropractor in California.
Yes.
I went to one of his seminars. Yeah.
Yes. So maybe you know Darius. Do you know Darius Gilbert?
I do not. No.
Okay. So Darius Gilbert is my mentor. And Craig Lieberson and Darius Gilbert actually came up with the system for kettlebells that I use.
Yeah.
Right. Nice. So Darius created it. Chris loved it. So Chris now adapts it and uses it with all of his clients. So wow. If you see him using kettlebells, Darius Gilbert is the guy he learned from, and that's my mentor. So quite literally, I'm reading that book while talking to Craig, while talking to Darius, and figuring out more ways we can really make this fitness thing accessible, right? We know that there's things that physical therapy covers, but at the same time, we want to make sure that once they leave physical therapy, they have a place to go, and that the people there understand how they can help them to continue along that journey. So that's like this dope thing. People say it's magic, but look, like, you know, like I know, it's not magic. It's method, it's work, but we program that for them so that way they can have a better life.
Yeah. Amen, man. That's so cool. Yeah. Craig Lieberson, he's a chiropractor, I'm pretty sure. And he focuses heavy on rehab and like neurodynamic stuff, stabilization stuff. Yeah. He's good. He's a guru, man.
First principles of movement. That's what it is. He works with Andy and Ryan Chow. Andy Chen and Ryan Chow are actually good friends of mine. I go visit them over there, and they're in Manhattan, I actually go to Brooklyn all the time and work with a couple guys up there for like classes and stuff during the summer. Yeah. And literally, just Darius introduced me to their whole team, and we just love on each other, man. It's super dope stuff.
I think it was in Queens. I took a seminar in New York City
a while
ago, though. But this is more functional movement screening. Does he still do some of that stuff? I mean, is a lot of it like screenings? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He works with, Craig works with Lee Taff, who is like one of those guys who like teaches people how to run and move and how running works, which obviously is a big part of rehab for so many people with lower back pain. So, you know, that whole piece.
Yes,
business, right? And again, that's what got me into what I'm into now. I wasn't an athlete growing up, and I got a pair of wheels just based off of all the stuff we do. So,
so how do you win the day?
Oh man, attack it like it's, if I keep going, I can't be stopped. That's a good question.
Rawr, right? You gotta growl. You gotta growl after that.
Nah, man, we got to be it. Sometimes you're a gentle lion, but that don't mean you don't know how to roar. That's right.
So, like what is your day? What's that? Unwavering. Yes. So, what does your day look like? What does your day look like, though, from like morning to night?
So, I am that's a good question. And look, this is proof about the whole habits thing. I wake up at 3:30. I'm out of the bed by 3:35. Yeah. And I get rolling. I usually have my first client anywhere between 5 and 6. And if I don't have a client at 5, I train myself at 5. Mm-hmm. Then I have my first client. I work usually till about, let's say, 10, 11 o'clock. In between the time, I should probably have mentioned at 4 o'clock during that time, I meditate and I pray. I'm very big on moving meditation mm-hmm. and still meditation first thing in the morning. It's like, I'll call it filling the cup, right? Mm-hmm. I can't give to clients from empty space. So I need to make sure I'm full before I help others, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. that's why I created that ritual. Every mm-hmm. single day I got to deal with people. All right. And then I go till 10 or 11. And then I usually take a break midday, come home, do the office work, check on the family, make sure they're good. And then I go back right around 4 o'clock, usually to, let's say, 8 or 9, to finish out the night and close down, come back home and spend time with the family.
Wow. And then hopefully get to bed.
Yeah, there's that piece in there sometimes.
Wow, what a day. You pack a lot in, man. I love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
So what are 3 things that you've learned in starting your own business?
I would say nobody's going to do it for you. I learned that the hard way, right? Again, the support is great, but the dream is yours. So you have to do it yourself. Mm-hmm. I also learned, I would say my other biggest lessons would be the fact that if you surround yourself with like-minded people, you will continue mm-hmm. to be inspired, right? Mm-hmm. Just because of the fact that sometimes we forget to do that. We get so involved in the process, we don't enjoy it. So by having those around you who are going through similar process, it lets you realize, number, you're not alone, and it's mm-hmm. okay to enjoy. And then the very last thing, which is probably, I can actually credit Tim for this one. I don't know if you know Tim Doherty. Friend of good guy. Good guy, right? Good friend. Good
Project,
friend, good
Project Lean, right? PLN.
Project Lean Nation. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He had also taught me to ask for help. Hmm. Right. Just because, you know, coming from where I come from, as a kid, as a man, I would say that I had gotten used to just trying to do everything myself. But in the process, learning I'm not alone has been the significant boost I've always needed. So asking for help has been my biggest lesson during this time.
Great advice. And that's why I started a podcast. I mean, one, to market my practice a little bit, but just to meet like-minded people and just meet cool people, yourself included in the area. Like,
thank you.
Surround yourself with smarter people and that are doing amazing things so that you know when to refer to somebody good. So that they know when to refer to you and you can just like elevate the community.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. Like, I don't know what it is about Rochester, but there's like a division where we don't help each other as much as we possibly could. So I'm always
going
to meet people who are amazing. And of course, you know, it does definitely help if somebody comes to me. I'm like, yeah, I met that amazing guy and he has a podcast. You know what? You should go see Matt. Like, no questions asked, because we have a personal connection. So that's awesome. I love it.
Yeah, just collaborating. I don't know if it's, are you a millennial? I'm 34, you're 37. We're like upper end millennials, but we like to collaborate, I feel like.
Yes. Community is important to us. No, you're 100% right. I have found that, right? Like, anybody who will get in the trenches with you, even just to be in community with you, that's a person you can call a friend for the rest of your life. Like, just, it don't even have to matter if you have similar likes and interests. You could literally be friends with that person for the rest of your life. So yeah, millennial stuff for sure.
And it's a mindset shift though. I had to have that mindset shift from like a scarcity to an abundance mindset.
Yes.
There's a lot of chiropractors in the area. You know, there's mm-hmm. a lot of trainers in the area, but no one's going to train like you.
Right, exactly. Your gift is your gift. Only one you.
Yeah.
That's it. You're 100% right. But I love the idea. Like, you know, even when we finish here today, if you handed me a list of trainers you think would be amazing, I would absolutely. I go take classes. I go meet people. Yeah. Like, no, I'm not above any of that stuff. When I was younger, when I first got out of whole bodybuilding thing, I was looking for like the fitness home. Right. So I was like, I went to places. And that's what I noticed about the community, man. Like, I would meet amazing people, but they would almost feel like challenged by me because I'm this big muscular guy in the back of the class. They don't know me, mm-hmm. right? And the whole time I'm here, I'm testing my own level of fitness to see how my own training system works. But really, I'm here to meet new people and gain new community. And I just realized I can't even go to all these gyms, man. There's so many different spaces and places to do it. Yeah. Yeah, so it was a cool journey. Honestly, I think I'm going to do it again real soon. Tim's trying to get me to do marathons and stuff. I don't know about that.
Put that on the back burner for now.
That's right.
So who is your target client with your business?
My target client is those who have just literally, when you give up on yourself, you don't believe it's possible, right? So if I had to give you my ideal client, I would say anywhere between the ages of 20 to 40. Mainly we have had females, but we would like more male clients. But I will say anybody who's looking for a space where just conventional fitness doesn't work for them anymore. Mm.
So how can listeners connect with you online, hear more about your business, and sign up for a class?
You can reach out to me personally on Instagram, IMGID Linden. We also have our pages, of course, so Getting It Daily on Instagram and Facebook. Or you can go right to our website, gettingitdaily.com, and check out our classes, what we're kind of about. It's ironic, we're doing a small revamp on the website now to bring it in a different way, because I was real big. Like, I noticed, me and my wife used to talk about this all the time. We would see fitness websites and things of that nature, but we didn't see a lot of Black representation. So on our website, I was like real adamant about it being mainly the clients and people we have coming in the door.
Yeah.
So, you know, there'll be the diversity of it all, right? Like, you could see a whole range and spectrum of clients. And I was like, I want that to be highlighted. Yeah. And I think that's the yoga teacher in me and the social justice guy in me. But at the same time, it's important. So please go to the website, check it out. And I've always loved feedback. Leave reviews, tell us what you think, you know, tell me it was great or tell me it was terrible. I don't care either way. I just want people to really enjoy what we do.
And now you're going to be putting this podcast on there in a month or so.
I'm for it. Yes,
more content for you.
Yep, that's right. Every time.
Final question, man. I'm curious about your answer here. If you've got a friend coming to Rochester who has never been here, where would you take them?
Oh man. So the answer for this one is like kind of complicated.
Okay.
And I'll explain why. So I mentioned Sean earlier, right? Mm-hmm. So Sean does work all over the city, outside the city, in the city. So I would actually take someone on a tour of his artwork, because I believe he captures the essence of Rochester in a way that you honestly can't get if someone, like, you can go to every tour stop and they'll take you past his murals, right? Like the skating stadium downtown. That's all Sean, right? Wow. You've actually seen the City of Rochester sign with the fist off it.
Yeah.
Sean, right?
Super talented.
Yes, I was just thinking 12 school with all the Benjamin Franklin work and all the other stuff. All that's him. Like, people literally commission him for work all the time. He's one of the biggest artists in our city. So I would definitely, to tell the story of Rochester, take people to where his artwork exists. That way we could see everything that is Rochester.
Great answer, man. Well, Lyndon, thank you so much for your time, man. I know you're a busy guy. You got a family, you got a business to run.
This is fun. This is actually fun. And meeting you was the best part of it. I feel like we're going to have a lot of conversations.
I think so too. This is just the beginning, man. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Well, thank you for bringing that energy and that passion to the community. No problem.
Yes, absolutely, man.
Well, thanks for listening to today's episode. I hope you gained a lot of value from what Lyndon shared with us today, and we'll share this with family and friends. Make sure to hit that subscribe button so you can join me next time with a new local guest in the health and wellness space. I hope you're having an amazing day, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show. Again, I'm Dr. Matt Driscoll, owner and operator of Driscoll Chiropractic in Webster, New York. Are you dealing with aches and pains on a daily basis? I'm here to tell you that it does not have to be like that. I want to help you get out of pain. I want to help you solve your problems. I want to unravel what happened in the past to lead to where you're at now. So if that's you and you have questions about your health, call me, text me, email me, go to my website, driscollchiropracticny.com, read a little bit more about myself and my approach. You can call or text 585-672-3870. You can email me info@driscollchiropracticny.com. You can find me on Facebook, Driscoll Chiropractic NY, or on Instagram @dr.driscoll. One more thing, guys, if you don't mind popping over to Apple Podcast Reviews and leaving me a 5-star review or any star, it doesn't matter. It's just feedback for me. And the goal and the mission of this podcast is to reach more people and to help more people. So thanks again, guys, for listening. It means the world to me. Buckle up. I got some great guests lined up. Talk to you soon.